Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The future of an industry just getting off the ground in Massachusetts is more complicated this morning than it was just a day ago. That's the recreational marijuana industry. State law in Massachusetts now permits marijuana use and lays plans for retail sales to begin this year. But under federal law, the drug remains illegal. U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions has rescinded an Obama administration policy against enforcing the federal law in states that have decided to allow marijuana use. And for a sense about what this might mean to the new recreational marijuana policies in Massachusetts, we turn to Lewis Koski. He was the director of the Colorado Marijuana Enforcement Division during the legalization of pot in that state. He's now a marijuana policy consultant for businesses and government agencies. Good morning, Mr. Koski.
Good morning, Deb.
So what's the overall impact, do you think, on states with some form of legal marijuana because of Attorney General Sessions' decision to rescind this policy?
Well, I think it's really going to be different from state to state, and it's going to depend largely on how well-established the regulatory framework already is in a particular state. So we tend to think that this is going to be much more of a challenge for states like Massachusetts, where you're in the process of implementing the will of the voters after an election.
Why more of a challenge here?
Well, I think so. What the end effect of what Attorney General Sessions did yesterday is to create a lot of confusion in the marketplace. And so, what happened in a more established marketplace, this impact isn't as immediate. It certainly is problematic and could create problems for public safety. But in a place where you're just getting started, and you're looking for businesses to be able to establish themselves, and you're looking for some form of investment in those companies, it creates a lot of uncertainty in the marketplace, and so it can really start to slow down or stall things. Mm. Having said that, though, I think it's probably the best illustration of how things are going in the state of Massachusetts versus federal government is the feedback that you got yesterday from the commission. Which basically said, hey, look, we are very interested in continuing to pursue our efforts to implement everything. Mm. Where the guidance that you got from your U.S. attorney is just almost baffling.
Right, right. Well, let's explain that for folks who haven't been following it that closely for a moment. So Attorney General Sessions says he is leaving it up to the U.S. attorney for each district to decide about marijuana laws. And the new U.S. attorney for Massachusetts, Andrew Lelling, said in a statement that his office will pursue marijuana crimes to reduce violent crime. But he also mentioned limited resources and an interest in, quote, bulk trafficking. So are you saying that that's confusing and it's tough for folks who are thinking of opening, say, a marijuana dispensary? It's tough for them to interpret that statement.
That's exactly right. I mean, if you look at the feedback that came from the commission, it was very clear. We are going to continue to move forward with implementation. If you look at the feedback that you received from the U.S. Attorney's Office, it could go any number of different ways. And it's not terribly surprising because the message that you got from the top, from Attorney General Sessions, lacked any clarity. It lacked any direction. In fact, if anything, it went the other direction.
But, you know, is it really that much of a surprise, Mr. Koski? I mean, Attorney General Sessions' opposition to marijuana has always been clear.
Yeah, to be clear, it was not a surprise. Everyone was expecting something like this to come from the Attorney General. But the reality is, and I think the more concerning piece is, especially in areas where it is more established, if this has the negative impact of reducing banking for businesses, or it has the end effect of bringing more cash out on the streets, that brings almost an immediate public safety issue to licensed businesses, even if there's not a federal crackdown.
What about states like Colorado? As we mentioned, you know, you've worked closely with Colorado. What are they doing? And could Massachusetts learn any lessons from other states in terms of how they're handling this confusion about state and federal law on marijuana?
Well, I first of all, there was a significant amount of outcry from our congressional delegation here in Colorado, who had proceeded forward under the impression from Attorney General Sessions that the status quo was going to be maintained for some time, and that the will of the Colorado voters would be allowed to be enacted. So I think there was that outcry. There's also a fair amount of pushback from state lawmakers as well. And so I think the bottom line is it was not received very well here. I don't think anyone feels like there's going to be this imminent federal crackdown on licensed businesses that are compliant with state law, but people still are concerned about all the confusion that this creates.
Okay. Marijuana policy consultant Lewis Koske, thanks so much for being with WBUR this morning.
Thanks for having me.